Moment of silence for the great Malcolm Young, co-founder of one of the greatest bands ever. You're listening to the very first podcast, the guys behind the mic. I'm Joe.
I'm Jeb.
I'm Steve. This show, Guys Behind the Mics, is just a bunch of friends talking about nonsense, about sex, drugs, rock and roll.
Our experiences with life.
Pirates.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Pirates. Sweaters.
Almost.
Half shirts.
But anyways, our half shirts. That's nice. Anyways, this show is brought to you by Benford Barbecue, the best barbecue sauce there is.
P5 installations. We install graphics downtown Chicago.
Also brought to you by Nixon Renovations, LLC. He's out of Spring Hill, Tennessee. The man is a genius when
there
it comes
go.
To renovations.
The best.
You need a genius renovating.
He did an addition to my house. Now one kid has gone through the ceiling.
That's who did your house?
Yeah.
It did a good
job. He did a great job. He did a lot on his own. He did all of it on his own.
That's funny because every morning while you guys were gone, I saw another company pull up and he was just showing them up.
Well, you know, as long as it was done. All right, my name is Joe. What I brought to the podcast today to get it started was some of the worst shit on the planet.
I don't even want to know what this is.
These guys have never had this before, but they're about to.
The name says it all.
And Ted,
I'm looking at this bottle. It looks like a bottle of piss.
Ted, you're going to be proud of me now, because if you listen to this, you're just going to be smiling ear to ear. Ladies and gentlemen, I brought Malort. These guys have never had Malort. So we're going to try it right now and get their reaction.
I don't know what it is, but
I don't know if you're going to hate them.
I don't know. I don't know.
Here we go.
Just a little bit. Okay, that's good. That's good.
Oh, you guys are way too much. I give you guys way too much.
This looks like a urine sample.
So, and all you people out there that have Malort, we are starting our very first podcast with a shot of Malort.
But before,
instant feeling bad for us.
But before, you guys, it literally looks like when you went to go get your physical when you were in high school and you had to take your pee cup walking down the aisle and you're dehydrated. You're the only one who you haven't drank water in 3 days and how it looks.
Listen,
that's how this looks.
But on the bright side, if you're a stoner and you're trying to pass a drug test for work, bring a bottle of Malort.
All right, let's quick delay it. Let's do it. All right, everybody, all right, listen guys, up to the reaction.
Our first
cheers.
Podcast. Oh, cheers. God. Thanks, Teddy.
Oh, God. Woo! Oh, my God.
Ted, you're an a-hole.
Oh, God. Why in the hell? Why do people buy it? Oh, God.
Honestly, horrible.
Oh, my God. Seriously. This is what you're going to get out of this podcast. You're going to get these experiences with Malort. And everyone's like, oh, big deal. You guys took a shot. If you ever had it before, you know what we're dealing with right now.
I don't even know if you can find anywhere. It's from Chicago. It says
Carl Jepson Company, JPSON, Chicago, Illinois.
I think we just got sued now. We're sued. We just got sued before we even started. I hope you take everything that we've made so far on the podcast there.
I got a great story about this Malort. This Ted.
Oh, God. Here we go. For those of you that are out there, Joe has stories.
I got stories.
He's got a guy, too.
Yeah. I got a guy. He thinks it's funny. The very first time I was introduced to this garbage, I was celebrating the fact that I beat cancer. And this asshole wants to introduce me to the worst shit that might be worse than cancer. It might be worse than chemo. It's fucking Malort.
I'd rather have cancer.
So he's feeding me this stuff. And every time I took a shot with him, he's like, don't worry, Joe. This is whiskey. Don't worry, man. This is tequila. And I just kept drinking it and just started getting blacked out.
What is this considered? What is this?
It's a liqueur.
What is a liqueur?
You bake with it?
What is a liqueur?
Is
a liqueur like?
I think it's made to ruin friendships. The more I drink it, the more I hate the guy.
I'm reading the bottle while Joe's talking, trying to just figure out what this is. And it says bottled by Midwest Distillers Products. Auburn. Florida.
What?
Bottled by Midwest Distillers in Auburndale, Florida.
That's not the Midwest.
Florida's the Midwest.
They can't even get their label right. They don't know what the fuck they are.
There's
a bunch of guys pissing in a bottle. They can put a label on this shit. But hope nobody dies.
They got the Chicago symbol on the front of their label. So,
oh, man.
Why did they throw Chicago?
There's a Chicago on this leg.
I don't know, guys. Wherever you're from, if you guys, this show's out of the suburbs of Chicago, but if you guys are anywhere where they serve this greatness, I recommend you guys taking it. Maybe playing beer pong with them.
No, I guarantee you go to a bar and you see one of them douchebags fucking ordering that shit up just to be
cool.
You know, okay, right?
Oh, yeah.
Double fucking polo shirts and
the collars popped.
With the collars popped.
And yeah. The hair spiked.
He's got furry bracelets on.
The guy Fieri hair.
The guy he's got the spike. He's got the fake tan. And he's that same douchebag at the gym that keeps staring at himself.
And the five man alive jeans and or whatever.
And it's always, they always travel in twos. It's two dudes. Yeah,
and
it's
the toughest dudes. Guys in the bar.
Yeah, it's two dudes walking in together, and they're trying to pick up any girl that they can. Any.
Yeah, they're full of lies. That's all they care about.
That's funny because that was me. That's me. before I met my wife, that was me.
How'd that work for you?
It worked. Right, I got married.
She has a heartbeat. Yeah. She might be excruciating, but you know what? There's a warm hole somewhere in that.
Adam, I think a belly button and a fold.
Hey, my dad, listen, best advice, well, you know, I didn't follow it, but my dad told me when I was growing up, you know, Jeff, find yourself a big girl because they're shade in the summer and heat in the winter.
My dad always told me he's going to listen to this. He knows it's coming. He said, Joe, always look at her mother.
Yeah, it's true.
20 years.
It's true.
And he said, hey, Joe, if you can fuck her mother, you marry that bitch. Fucking fuck. Whoa, I just let him too much. So what I'm saying is that my wife's mom's an excellent lady. Thanks, Dad. Great kisser.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's funny.
But anyway.
Right. 10 minutes in and here we are.
Yeah, I just ruined myself. Yeah. My name is Jeff.
I can't think Joe just banged his mother.
If you saw her, you would.
I've hit it twice. I mean,
the DSL is on the
floor. Once the Lord.
What? Thank you, Lord.
Show's over.
Joe.
So someone's like, I cut someone off in traffic. Like, motherfucker. I'm like, yeah. Don't knock until you try it, asshole.
That was honestly.
Now, actually, first time I hung out with my mother-in-law, to be real, she was driving home from a bar and I was hammered. This is the first time.
We got.
She's in the car.
You know how quiet we got right now?
Yeah. This is real. This is a for real story. I'm in the car with her and she goes,
hashtag Joe story.
She goes, you're a drunk. I'm like, fuck you and just drive home. Shut your mouth. She's like, why did my daughter like you? I'm like, really? That was the first time.
Why did my daughter like you?
She goes, why am I daughter marrying you? You're a drunk. I'm like, you know what? Shut up and drive.
You didn't know her until you guys were already married or about to be engaged?
Her mom lives in Florida.
Oh, really?
She was right back. She's great. I got the best mother-in-law on the planet. I'm not going to lie. I'm just trying to be funny, but.
No, I thought, you know, she was over there.
Yeah, she thought I was going to be a drunk, but.
Well, you are.
Did I ever tell you the first time I met Sam's dad?
No.
I'm not supposed to say name, my wife's father. It was one Christmas day. I'm at the bar with him. And we're getting hammered. I'm talking, we're taking down a bottle of Jack, like two men, right? Watching the Bear game. He has no idea who I am. I have no idea who he is. Sam's bartender. Jimmy. So I'm sitting there and I'm chasing this girl. And I'm drinking with him. Man, this bartender's got a great ass. And he looks at me and he realizes like he doesn't know. So we're drinking, I'm making comments like, oh God, you know, I mean, I wasn't getting that like dirty about it, and I was being cool. I'm like, man, I'm in love with this girl, and he's like, you know, I don't know what he's thinking, but also,
so you want to go on a Harvey Weinstein on it?
No, we're doing shots, we're drinking, watch Bears are winning, and I'll go, yeah, you want a shot, and I just slam head on the bar.
Did your whole body just get cold?
So I'm like, we need that battle.
Did your blood?
I looked at him, and he looked at me, and he just. Nods his head. Yeah. Like, yep, you just did all that.
Well, at least you didn't say nothing bad or whatever. At least it was all positive.
I didn't say she had a great ass, but I'm not really. He didn't punch me.
But it's just some random dude. Didn't know who it was. Just some random old man at the bar.
Did you have that experience where you stuck your foot in your mouth?
Oh, okay.
And then they let you do it. Just falling to the grave.
I learned sometimes you just can't talk out loud. You really have to watch what you say.
Especially if I just did a shot of Malort, I have no self-control.
You never. My kids play hockey, and And there have been times where I've been talking about a kid on the ice, and then the parents are standing right next to me.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it, but not like, you know, not I'll never pick on a kid. But
no, it's sometimes not the kid, it's the parents. You gotta tell your kid if you're bad. You gotta tell your kid, you know what, you're losing this game for this team.
It's just one example. But then it's okay because this,
well, they're 3 years old, it's okay to say this. That
this is the sound you'll hear frequently throughout this broadcast.
Yeah, because you know what? And we're drinking.
That's a nanny light right there.
That's a nanny light. No, wait, no. What would the douchebag say? That's my anti-hero, and I know everything about these craft beers.
Yeah, you want a shot of Malort?
Yeah. He's got that rental car in the parking lot he said he bought, that Escalade.
Yeah. He's got that Nissan Sentra.
Yep.
No! you know what? You gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey. Sometimes you need gas mileage, man.
Man, that car is such a piece of shit.
And I like it.
I tried passing a combine. I was the whole time. And I'm stepping on the gas. Combines go 30 miles per hour. Max, I think. And this guy's like, what the? This is a golf car with rings, man.
I like it. When I was downtown, I was like, I got to save some money. I'm cheap as hell. But then all of a sudden, I was like, hey, what am I going to do? What kind of car am I going to get? So I was like, a smart car. Everyone's got this smart car. I was like, man, I'm gonna get this thing. It's cheap. It's been on gas mileage.
Every time Steve gets out of a smart car, the car's giving birth to Steve. He comes out fucking head first. But then Albert just looks at everybody and goes, fuck.
That's Ace Ventura when he climbs out of the rhino's asshole. Remember that?
I was telling my wife, I was like, man, I'm gonna get this smart car. That's gonna be so good. I can park anywhere in the city. It's only like 3 feet tall.
Who's calling here?